أربعة للبودكاست. يا مساء الفل، ازيك؟ عامل ايه؟ الاخبار الاسبوع الجاي؟ لا للاسف انا مش هكون موجود. بص يا سيدي، انا في واحد صاحبي بيدرس ماجستير الفتره دي، ومن ضمن الحاجات في الماجستير عنده في منطقه في روسيا رايح ياخد منها عينات ويدرسها على اساس انه يطبقها في البحث عنده. واللي حصل انا اتحمست الصراحه، وانت عارف انا مجرد ما حد بيقول لي ان هو مسافر حته بستغل الفرصه وبسافر معاه على طول. وفعلا خدتني الجلاله وقمت رايح قطع التذكره على طول ولا فكرت، ورتبت امور. يلا هبعتك الصور من هناك، هبسطك يا سيدي زي ما انا هتبسط بالظبط. يلا سلام سلام. ازيك؟ عامل ايه؟ الاخبار؟ انا جهزت اموري ومتنقص غير ان انا اشوفك بكره في المطار ونطير على طول. نعم، انت بتقول ايه؟ مفيش امطار ولا حمم بركانيه؟ انت بتقول ايه؟ ازاي؟ لا انت بتهزر يا شيخ، خضتني. ده انا كنت اروح فيها لو انت ما جيتش معايا. انت عارف ان انا مش هعرف اتعامل هناك خالص، ولا هعرف ان انا امشي الدنيا لوحدي هناك، وانت ادرى اكيد. ده انا كل حاجه ضايعه عندي، فانا كنت معتمد ان انت هتكون معايا على اساس ان احنا نقضي الرحله دي مع بعض. يلا تصبح على خير، بلاش تعيد الحركة دي معايا احسن ما زعلك. اشوفك بكرة على خير، سلام. انا زهقت ومش جاي هنا عشان احبس نفسي ما بين اربع جدران. صاحبي راح يشوف الحاجات اللي وراه وانا قاعد لحد دلوقتي مش عارف اعمل ايه. الو، ازيك؟ اخبارك ايه؟
I am pretty good. What about you? Any trips in the row?
بص يا اسماء، انا فعلا دي اكتر مره انا هحتاج مشورتك فيها. انا دلوقتي في روسيا، وتحديدا في رحله لنهر سكتمكا اللي بيقولوا عليه نهر الدم.
I'm listening.
أنا جاي مع صاحبي عشان رسالة الماجستير بتاعته، ومن ضمن الحاجات إن هو هيعمل ريسيرش على النهر الأحمر، وقلت أخدها رحلة، بس للأسف وزارة البيئة والأبحاث والحكومة وكل الناس اللي موجودين هنا مش سامحين خالص بالتجول في المنطقة دي. ودلوقتي ما أكدبش عليكي، صاحبي سابني في الفندق وراح يشوف إزاي هيعمل البحث ده بتاعه.
Probably he's gonna need to get some permissions and so on. You're not staying home till then, are you?
كان اتصلت بيك عشان تقترح لي اروح فين واعمل ايه بالظبط. انت واحدة ما شاء الله عليك لفة العالم كله وعندك خبرة في كل حاجة، قولي لي وانا هسجل وراك كل حاجة.
Well, you don't have to because tada, I'm already in Russia.
No way, I'm the luckiest.
Yeah. Send me your current location. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
أسماء، I can't see how happy I am to see you.
It has been a long time and I'm really excited to make this tour.
احكي لي على كيميروفو.
The city of Kemerovo, a hidden gem in western Siberia, located in the heart of Russia, where you find adventure and peace in one place. Imagine stepping into a city where the charm of Siberia meets the warmth of Russia. You can have a journey back in time at its museums. That type of journeys are more like cultural voyages. And if you are a thrill seeker, mountains are your best option. Whether you were a professional or a beginner, you cannot miss the rush when gliding down the snowy peaks. Add to that, my friend, mountain air and the landscape over there are more like the icing on the cake, the best of the rest.
It gets harder to choose.
You see, I believe that you came here to steal some me time and escape work noise, right?
That's actually true.
If you wish a moment of peace, the Botanic Garden is something I would happily recommend to you. Tell me, have you ever heard of fauna and flora?
No, not really.
You will be wholly surprised that the city you're visiting has a large number of rare species of animals and plants. You see, fauna refers to rare animal life in a specific region, while flora refers to rare plants. Can you guess how many rare species are there?
I'm not sure. 30, 100?
Well, nice try, but no. It is 450 animal species, including mammals like Siberian brown bears and red foxes. Add to that, rare birds, reptiles, and fish.
Really? I can't believe that.
Wait, we're not done here. For flora, there are 625 species of plants, and even more, 300 extra. Okay, enough with the numbers. I bet you were in a hurry and had to have your breakfast. Is that right?
You're right. I'm getting hungry.
I can but take you to the best corners for local Siberian dishes in the city of Kemerovo.
Now we are talking.
I want you to have the honor to meet the best two Russian Siberian dishes, borscht and pelmeni.
Can we go already?
Of course we can.
My friend will join us.
Well, that would be nice.
So, the dishes?
Before I tell you about the dishes, are you or your friend vegetarians by any chance?
Oh no, we are not.
Great. Borscht is a soup made of both red beetroot and red cabbage.
Beetroot?
Yeah, that rounded type of vegetables that is red to dark pink color, something like that.
Oh, beetroot. Azdik shamandar.
Exactly. This soup is also cooked with chicken stock. And then there was the added sour cream at the top.
Okay.
So hearty.
I'm literally tasting that.
Wait for the next. Pelmeni. It is a well-seasoned chopped meatballs in a small rounded dough that is cooked slowly, then served with extra sour cream and greenish dill.
Oh, I know that one. It's called an Arabic mento.
Well, that is true, except that pelmeni is cooked in boiling salty water, while mento is usually cooked in steams.
No more talking. Let's order now.
I believe that is your friend coming up there.
You just came in time. This is Asma. Asma, this is my friend Ali.
Nice to meet you. I heard a lot about you.
Well, nice to meet you too.
So, you guys ordered?
Oh, we were about to. It's just I'm not the best in Russian.
I'll do it. It's okay.
Привет.
Привет. Вот, пожалуйста.
Конечно.
Спасибо.
I can't wait to see the Blood River. I would like to know more.
Well, the story of the river that turned red was spreading like wildfire. Even though this river is not the first one that got red, it's just that Iskitemka got its fame with the enchanting shots and pictures were taken, especially those were taken in winter.
I have seen a lot of those pictures.
Rumors and theories that are going around are like, it's a curse, God is angry, Jesus is coming, a second pharaonic story is about to begin, etc. Well, Russia's environment ministry suggested that a plant may have leaked chemicals if pipelines were broken. Anyway, the company denied the theory and all the distance that the plant's operations or pipelines could be involved in the mysterious red water. One good thing, or as they say, one silver lining, is that the residents and people living close to the river are not endangered, because public water is not connected to the river. Yet, the fact that the reason behind the red color being a noun keeps people worrying about what would happen next. Is the river going to stay red forever? Are other rivers going to turn red too? The whole thing was first discovered when a man from the town was passing by, and then he suddenly witnessed the river in red color, as if the blood was everywhere. And that is why it is called the Blood Red River. Coming here in winter, my friend, where snowflakes are falling and giving the whole white landscape, and then the red blood color of the river is crossing the white snow.
Wow.
Magnificent. Pictures and videos of the Blood Red River are covering the social media. People are enjoying coming up here and taking pictures, while some other jump into the water so they can have better shots. They're not even scared of the red water touching their skin. Although it was clearly stated by the residents that animals like ducks stopped coming close to the river and kept refusing to swim there.
I would never touch that water.
Never would I. Well, this is where I call it a day. I want you, my friend, to enjoy your few days here. The folklore Russian festivals are about to begin. They usually begin at the end of every winter, so they can celebrate the coming spring. Those festivals and events are held to get people together and cherish their cultural heritage. Folklore means many and many music and dancing, old fairy tales and mythical creatures like talking animals and so on. Those joyful celebrations are created to pass the unique traditions to the next generations. There are also many other activities to have and do. You can explore Kemerovo's museums, relax in its botanic gardens, go on a hiking trip, water skiing too, and never, never miss its national parks, especially the Park of Miracles.
Wait, can't you join us? Or maybe tomorrow?
I don't think so. I wouldn't make it tomorrow too. Yet generally, I had a really nice time. And I'm really happy to meet your friend too. Break a leg, the two of you.
Thanks, Asma. Really, thanks a lot. والهنا وصلنا لنهاية رحلة النهاردة. رغم ان هي لسه ما انتهتش بالنسبة لي. وكيميروفو لسه فيها اماكن حلوة ما شفتهاش لحد دلوقتي. الاسرار كتيرة بسبب تلون النهر باللون الاحمر. سواء كان مجرد تلوث او اسباب خرافية. هكتشف السر انا وصاحبي واوعدكم ان انا هحكي لكم عليه في الحلقات القادمة ان شاء الله. كان معاكم في التقديم أحمد ماهر وأسماء أمين في الحلقة الثالثة من برنامجكم السياحي ذا باك. استنونا عشان عندنا لسه أماكن ووجهات كتيرة الأيام الجاية إن شاء الله. ما تنسوش تشاركوا الحلقة مع أصحابكم، مع كل أحبابكم واللي حواليكم، ولو عندكم أماكن حابين إن احنا نتكلم عنها ونشرح لكم إيه الحاجات المفضلة اللي موجودة فيها، ياريت تبعتوها لنا وتتواصلوا معنا عن طريق البريد الإلكتروني اللي موجود في الوصف. أشوفكم على خير، مع السلامة.